Tonight's shir, Simon Lamed Beis, Se'if Tezayin. Nifsak Achas Me'oisios. If one of the letters in the parashios are split, Hapshutos, the straight letters, Kagon Vav, Zayin, a straight line, the Vav, the Zayin, it's not exactly straight, but the simple letters. Oshenifsak Regel Hanun Ukiyotzebza. Or maybe it's as the bottom of the nun is cut off by a nun sofis. In tinok she'eino lochacham lo tipesh. If you have a child who's not too smart, not too stupid, yodeya likroi, so he can read the letter when looking at it, he says, oh, that's what it is. Kosher. Then the letter is kosher. Vimlav, if not, it's posel. Vein sorach lechasos lo sha'or osius kemoshno hagam. And it's not necessary to cover all the other letters and just leave the questionable letter exposed like people do. That's not necessary. The Rama says, me, however, im anu ro'im shlo nishat sura sa'ois kitikuno, if we adults look at it and see that the shape of the letter is missing, puzzle, that's no good, af al pi shehatina kareh so kechaso, even if a child would read it properly, the child doesn't help in a situation when it's clearly not good. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan memhei. Nifsak. If the letter is split, yesh lefaresh b'shnei ofanim. There's two ways to explain this. O machmas nekev, either there's a hole, and the letter is split because of the hole. V'zeh ein kosher ki im b'nikev achakach. And such a problem is only okay if the hole came after the letter was written, as we clarified inside, or it could be the ink just flaked off at that spot. And if that's the case, even when it was written that way, it would still be kosher. Sifkad memvav, what kind of letter are we talking about? Tapshutos, the simple letters. Lefikach, therefore, ein moyel ba im nishtar kumlo yud. It's insufficient if you have the size of a yud. The adraba, nearest ki yud, because then it looks like a yud. Upasal, because it's a vav. It's not a yud. And if all you have is enough to look like a yud, that's no good. Hilkach bin and tinik possessed, so we need a child to tell us, is this a vav? Is this a yud? We're not going to tell him. That's what we want to find out. Does he look and say this is a yud? Does he look and say it's a vav? Sivkal mem zayin. O shenifsek regel hanun. Or the leg of the nun is cut short. Kach tzorach lomar. That's what it should say. Because if you look in the Ramah, there's a nusach of aleph. And they replaced the letter aleph with nun. It should be a nun. Uperisha meaning nun pshuta. We're talking about the nun sofis. The nun at the end of a word. The kiyotzebo or anything like that, we're going kaf peshuta, the same thing with the endachof. Sharag the kitzara, it's supposed to have a long leg and it has a short leg. Vidoma kitzas la dalet, or the resh, it could be confused with its similarity to a dalet or a resh. So we'll ask a child, what do you see? Is it, will he say it's a dalet or a resh? Will he say it's a chof? Sevkan memches, in tinuk. So you need a child to look at it. Ayin betas rekosiv, if you look in tas, he writes, we're talking about a case when the edge of the length of the ois is either cut or missing. So all you have is the portion above the break. So it depends when the child looks at it, when he reads it. If we don't know whether it's long enough or not, you'll ask a child to read it. But let's say there is the ink beneath the split in the letter. So basically you have the length of the leg of the letter, and then there's a split across the width of it, and there's a part beneath the split and a part above it. So after the split, there's still more of the leg of the letter, the ink there. In such a case, you can't use a child. Because the child will just connect what's beneath the split to what's above the split. But you can't combine it. It's like the leg of the aleph that's cut off from the body of the aleph. It's no good. So what you got to do is cover the part beneath the split so the child doesn't see it. Then he's just looking at the part above and ask him what he sees. Now this has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch saying that you don't have to cover the other letters. The Shulchan Aruch would certainly agree that this you do have to cover, the Tzarech L'chazos. You have to cover what's beneath the split in the letter. This is agreed upon by the Achronim. Not like the Sefer Shuris Yankiv, who wants to be lenient following the view of the Me'iri. And if you look in the commentary of Vilna Gaon, Simlam Avov, he also agrees to the Taz. The Lomer Tzafinin Lo'ois Mashalamata, we don't include what's beneath the split to the letter. So if you turn the page back for a moment, the Be'er Halochas, the Mechaber begins that if the letter is split, so then you need a child to look at it. The Be'er Halocha Nifsak. V'hu Adin Im Metchila Kasev HaSofer Eze Os Pashut. The same would be true if the sofer writes the simple letter, and he's just not sure, did he make it long enough? He's writing a chav sofis, he's writing a nun sofis. He's not sure, did he extend the ink enough? And he can't fix it, because he already wrote the next letter, and now bishlo kesidron in tefillin parshis. Mar latinik, show a child. So the child can look at the letter and say what letter it was, and that will determine if it was long enough or not. But it's something that if it was a sefer Torah, just fix it. But in parashas Tefillin, you can't just fix it. So that's, you could use a child for that as well. Hapshutos, the next Be'er Halocha, with one of the letters that are pshutos. V'u'adin im ha'safek hu b'dalet, the same child could be in the letter dalet. Shegago kotzer, that the top, the roof of the dalet, was cut short. So we don't know, is it long enough to be a dalet, or maybe it looks like a vav? Mara ois latinik, could show it to a child. The bottom Be'er Halocha, im tinuk, ayin pi megadim li rabo, demyesh kamalo ois ketana dithu. If you have enough of the letter is there, like a small letter, kagon vav onum pshut ketana, it would be a small vav. It would be a small nun sofis. V'nikr yafesh yivov nun. It's very clear that it's a vav or a nun, just it's a small lettering. Kashav in circle house, you don't have to show a child. In one sefer, it's going to be a vav, a nun sofis. In another sefer, it's going to be a vav, depending on the size of the letters. So it's basically proportionate.
It's relative to the size of the writing.
Correct.
Not to the...
It has to fit to that ksav. So it's not going to be a set rule, but it's within that ksav. Sifkata mem test. This child can't be a chacham, lo chacham, hainu. Chacham kol kach shemeven ha'inyin. If he's so smart to know the context. U'metov zeh hu oimer ha'ois ha'nifsek, and then he'll say, based on that, what the letter is, via misbar shapir, and he'll say, oh, this is what makes sense, so it's got to be this letter. Aval einu k'chacham imu chacham b'karos ha'ois is hated. We don't say the child is a chacham merely by the fact that he recognized the letters. Ve'imav ma'ashakosav lefanov, that if he doesn't understand what's beforehand, that's fine. So the problem we worry about is the child who looks at the topic and could determine what the letter could be. But if he knows the letters well, just he doesn't know what the topic is, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nun velo tipish, can't be a fool. Tipish hainash and yodeh likros ha'oisis. Our tipish here is someone who doesn't know how to read the letters. The kol shiyodeh likros ha'oisis, if he knows how to read the letters, afal gav de inu baka kol kach patsurus ha'oisis, even if he's not such an expert in the shapes of the letters, if he says it doesn't have the shape that we're looking for, it will be possible. Sivka nunal, vein serach l'chasos. The Mechaber says you don't have to cover the other letters. V'chein kosev l'vush, l'vush says it as well. Al Magen Avraham b'shem Maharit kosev, the serach l'chasos mashal l'funav. Magen Avraham quotes in Maharit that you should cover the letters preceding the questionable letter. Because if he starts at the beginning of the pasuk, he'll chap right away what the rest of it is, and he'll know. Even a child who has not learned that parasha, we still want to cover the letters preceding this word. But this word and the subsequent words does not have to be covered at all. If it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois, a child looking at it's not going to help you. Okay, go on, for instance, aleph in she'en ha'yud shalom degatz el atzman. An aleph where the yud doesn't touch the aleph. V'chein nekudas ha'pei she'en degatz degaga, or the dot of the pei which doesn't touch the roof. V'chein nechol ha'ois she'en ha'pshutos, or any of the letters that are not straight letters but curved. She'esh hefzik be'emson, and there's a break in the middle. Shu pasal, it's no good. Bein ha'maseh zeh be'esek siva, whether it happened when he wrote it, after it was written, Shlomahani kriyasatinik, the child reading it will not help. The child is where there's a break in the letter and the letter has shrunk in size. That's what we need a child to tell us. Since it's shrunk in size, there's a possibility it's another letter. Like a split vav. Is above the split of vav already, or it's only a yud? For that, the child can help. The gili milsa ba'alma, who is just telling us what's there, the orich vav yeshlo, that it does have the length of a vav umidelo kar yud, because he didn't say it's yud. V'u'adin la'ois nun pshuta, the same is true with a nun sofis, v'chav pshuta, v'chav sofis, she'safikim yeshlo hem shir arkan. Well, we're not sure if it's long enough. Or kaf kafufa shedon b'mixas lebeis, or perhaps even a regular chaf that with the curve, but it's like a beis, gegav and similar. We're not sure does it look like another letter or not. But if we know when we look at it, this letter does not have the tzura it's supposed to have. Where does it help for a child to look at it? So we see it's not the shape it's supposed to be. Therefore, we're not going to allow an aleph where the left leg isn't touching the center line. Even though a child will look and say, oh, that's an aleph. We're not going to say that because it's split there, it's a backwards, inverted ayin. And the same is true with the straight letters. If we look at it and see it doesn't have tzuras ha'ois, doesn't help that the child reads it right. It's only when we're in doubt. If it has the right amount, the right length, mahani, then the child helps. And again, this is if we didn't fix it. Now, as far as fixing, look at Be'alocha. We look at Be'alocha twice on the previous page. In the Masel v'im lav. So he writes in the middle, the discussion is if you don't fix it. As far as fixing it, if the tinuk knows how to read the ois by combining what's under the break, what's over the break, then mahani afila b'tfilin mezuzah debinin kesidron da'achi. Even if you need kesidron, then you'd be able to fix it. Lo nispata men legam yishem ois, doesn't lose the shem ois entirely since the child can read it. So here, we said don't look at the bottom. Don't incorporate the bottom. Right? That's to make it kosher on Shabbos. Just looking at it, like on Sefer Torah. But if it's a parashat fill-in with a break, let the child see it with the break. And if he identifies it correctly, then you're allowed to fix it. And it's not considered shlo kesidron. This is what the Be'er Halacha brings.
He went on to the next letter. He says not considered shlo kesidron, even if he went on to the next letter.
Correct. Now he goes on with a caveat. Kosepi megadim. Kozev shlo nikol ahead in pidos. This is if it's not that sure that's even split. If you know for sure it's split, then it doesn't help. It is clearly no good. It's clearly no good. The Mechaber continues, that which we say that it's still permitted, it's still kosher, with a split letter, it's only when it was written properly, and then you found a cut in the ois, and it still has enough of the tzura that it's recognizable. That's when it's kosher. Avle mitchila kishenichtav hayasham nekev v'nifsekbo. But if when the letter was written, there was a hole already then, and when you put the ink over it, you see the split, you see the crack in the letter. Oh, or imregel hakafa pshuta, if the leg of the chaf sofis, Okiyotzebo, or similar letter, Magil Asofa Klaf, reaches the end of the parchment. Bli Hekev Klaf Mitchilaso, so when you wrote it to begin with, there was no parchment surrounding the whole ink of the letter. Puzzle. In such a case, it's going to be puzzle. Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Nun Gimel. Kishenifsak Ois. When we say it's kosher when the letter is split, this is also true. When we said it was kosher previously in Sif Tesvav, if there was a hole in the ink of the leg of the hay, he doesn't differentiate the right or the left because we talk about both cases. But if there's a hole in the hollow of the letter, and the mechaber said that was kosher, huafilu nikav koydem haksiva, that's even if the hole was there before you ever began to write. V'lo nokat shom im la'acha she'nichta v'chulu, when the mechaber language in Siftes Vav was, if after you write it, it gets the hole, that wasn't for that problem, el mishum seifa, it was because of the end, the nikav haregel, if there's a hole in the leg. Because the mechaber earlier in Tesvav mentioned two cases. If there's a hole in the hollow space of the hay, or any letter with a space in the middle, that's where the hole is, and the ink is up against the hole, versus on the outside. The idea of mukuf gevil, mechaber holds, doesn't have to be inside the letter, only outside the letter, not like the Yerushalmi. And then mechaber talks about if there's a hole in the leg of the hay. So the mechaber begins the halacha that if you found the hole after it was written, that's not as far as the hole in the middle is concerned. That's only as far as the holes in the legs of the letter is concerned. Sifka nundal va'achach nifsak. So if it was written bekashrus and then the crack developed, that's when it could be okay. V'atam, the reason is lo be'ina mukav gevil rak beisak siva. The requirement that the letter be surrounded by parchment is a requirement when it's written. Well, if he's according to this, afilu imagia hanekef me'os la'os shesamachlo, if the hole in the parchment extends from one letter to the next letter, gamken kasha, it's also okay. It's also not a problem. Even though it's not mukav gevil now because there's a hole where the parchment was, the fact of the matter is, it was mukav gevil when you wrote it. And that's what the requirement is. It's mukav gevil when you wrote it. And the fact that now there's a space of air right by the end of the ink and there's no parchment there, that doesn't bother us. Achen, however, haderech achayim behilchas kriyas haTorah b'din chav zayin mach b'zeh. The sefer derech achayim in hilchas kriyas haTorah is strict with this. V'ayin b'alocha lukim b'alocha. V'da'od nishno further. The be'inyan negiyas ha'oisyas, when it comes to letters touching, afilu im yodea beveirur shenasa la'achra ksiva, even if you know for a fact that the ink spread after it was written, not when it was written, gam kein posel, it's also posel. Derech ha'chaim shom, this is also in the derech ha'chaim, v'cheimashma beis shmuel be'evan ezer simen kuf chafes of kan chaftes ayin shom, and so is implied in the beis shmuel in evan ezer simen kuf chafe. The sphere they hold, gam kein, the tzarech lochus loteretz rishon shebeis yosef, that we also have to worry about, he also holds, that you have to worry about the first answer of Beis Yosef, v'diba ha'masal v'im tam v'chulu, and diba ha'masal v'taymar, de'imachalik b'negiya, that doesn't differentiate in touching, b'enim lohuk of Beis Aksiva achach, if this was a problem when you wrote it, or afterwards. What the Mishnah Berurah is alluded to over here is a discussion that's mentioned in all of the Nosakim, the Be'er Heter brings it, Be'er Locha also. When the Gemara says that the oisius have to be mukav gevil, the oisius have to be surrounded by parchment, what happens when there's a hole in the letter and there's no parchment? So we're saying, we said before, well, it depends when it happened. The Beis Yosef asks that as a kasha. He says, how do you matir, how do you say it's kosher, if there's a hole with an ois, and there's no parchment next to the ink, because there's a hole there now, if the din is, kol ois she'ein mukuf gevil, gevil mukuf la, mi abru chosea apostle. Any letter that doesn't have parchment on all four sides is apostle. There's no parchment, there's a hole. He says, he gives two terutz. His first terutz is, the psul of mukav gevil only applies with two letters touching. But if there's a hole that makes the parchment disappear. That's not a problem. And this is the Lashon of Rashi, She'ein gevil mukaf lo she'medubekes be'ois acheres. Rashi learns in the Gemara, when the Gemara says you have to have mukaf gevil, the letters shouldn't touch each other. The implication, according to this teretz, is holes are not a problem at all. Mechabes akash, b'sev akash. If there's a hole there, you don't have parchment. It's air with right next to the ink. I asked the mukaf gevil. His first teretz is, no, that's only halach that letters shouldn't touch each other. But if there's a hole in the parchment, that's not a problem. There's no requirement that the ois has parchment. The requirement is the letters don't touch each other. That's the first pshat. Then he gives a second pshat, the oidish lana, that which were machshir when there's a hole in the parchment is only if that happened after he wrote it. But if it was written, it was kosher with mukav kavil from all four sides, and then the hole came after, it's kshera, since it was done b'kashrus. But if when you wrote it, there was a hole already, and now it's not mukav kavil, even though it has a sheer ois, psula, because it wasn't mukav kavil when you wrote it. So the second teretz, which is a shita sarambam, is that it depends when it happened. So what happens like this, the mechaber is clearly telling us the Rambam. The mechaber is telling us the halacha, that it depends when you write the letter. Was the hole there before you wrote it or after? So if the hole wasn't there when you wrote it, and now there's a hole, no problem. Because the Mukav Kavil only requires that it was written b'kashrus. So that should continue and say that if the letters touch, it's also kosher, as long as it was written b'kashrus. If later on the ink spread for some reason, it's still kosher, because it was written Mukav Kavil. Now, Mechaber, in several places, says the letters can't touch. He says it in Siftal, he says in Sifil Ches, he says in several places the letters can't touch. And the simple Pshat Mechaber is, when you're writing it. When you're writing it, make sure the letters don't touch. But if I wrote it B'kashrus, and then later the ink spread, it should be fine. According to the first Pshat, in the Beis Yosef, he says it has nothing to do with before after. The whole problem is, the letters shouldn't touch. Implying there's no difference. The letters shouldn't touch when you write. The letters shouldn't touch later on either. Holes don't bother us at all, according to first Pshat and Rashi. First Pshat, the way he brings from Rashi. So in the Mishnah Berurah, he's telling us like this. If the letters touch, even though I know for sure it happened later on, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Mechaber is going with the second Mahalach, that as long as you wrote it b'kashrus, it's good to go. So that's what he brings, that the Chachayim and Beis Shmuel want to say that you have to be choishish for the first teretz of the Beis Yosef and the Maslevim Taimar, who's not mechalik b'negiyah, if the letters touch, he's not mechalik, whether it happened when you wrote it or happened later on. So even though the halach is quoting the second approach, that we care when the hole was there, we also care about the first pshat, that when letters touch, it's always going to be a problem. So it's essentially like you're taking both terutz and lechumah. And there's lengthy Be'er Halacha here discussing the Derech HaChaim's Mahalach and learning these two Pshatim in Beis Yosef. He has his own Mahalach. But this is essentially what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell us over here. That even though the Mechaber is bringing that if it's written B'kashrus, it's kosher, that's limited to holes in the parchment. When it comes to letters touching, going to be Machmir like the first Pshat in Beis Yosef, that if letters touch, it's always a problem, even if it happened later on. Sifkata nunhei, mitchila. If when you wrote it to begin with there was a hole, that's a problem. Ubesafik masay nasay nekel, that's you don't know. We're in doubt when the hole occurred. Toilin da'achrak siva nasa, we assume the hole came afterwards. The mistam emhoye beisak siva yisofa raya, because if it was at the time of the writing, the sofa would have chapped. And lo shenek of katamo, unless it's an exceedingly small hole, and we talked about this, that if it's such a small hole that the kulmus writes over it and it doesn't stop the quill as it writes, a tiny, tiny hole like that is not a problem. Sefkat nun vav, nekev, if when he wrote it, there was already a hole that breaks the letter, nekev, dafka nekev or kara, this is talking about a hole or a tear, afshe nikr klal hehefsik, even if you can't tell the break, because it wasn't Mukav Kavil when you wrote it, because there was no parchment there that was a hole. I will hefsik ba'alma kosher and serach shum tikun. But if you have just a crack by itself and there's no problem Mukav Kavil, so then it would be kosher without fixing it. Kimin she shir ois ad makam hu, since you have a proper size of the ois until that spot, like we said before. Essentially, if you have the full size of the letter and a little bit of this is cut off, and if you're not sure, a child could look at it and tell you, so that would be okay. Let's say you find small scratches in the ois, look in Berlocha later on, and basically says later on that if you have small, fine cracks in the ois, it's still going to be kosher because you have the whole sewer of the ois around these thin, fine cracks, and you could fill those in. What? No. Sivkot nun zayin. Regel. Or if the leg of the endachof reaches the klaf, and there's no parchment. Vekoshkein gagi ha'oisis, and certainly this would be a problem at the top of the letter. Vemtson, or the middle. She'enem hek of kevil be'seksiva. If it doesn't have parchment when you write it, it's a problem. V'nokad regel avus, the chiddush is the leg. After basic sivus soifa regel kvanigmat surus ois karoi, because when you're getting down to the bottom of the leg of the chav sofis, you already have a proper letter. Afilu hachi, but the din is kol zman shlo silek yadom en ois, if you didn't finish writing, you didn't pick your hand up, mikri darvazeh basic sivus, that's called you're still writing it. Will be in the chol ois hakavas kevil, you need the entire letter to have mukav kevil. So if I would have stopped short of the bottom of the parchment, that would have been fine. But I didn't. He just kept going down until he hit the edge of the parchment. So that's not Mukav Kavil. That's Pasul. Sifkar nun ches b'li hekif. So now there's no parchment around it. Va'afilim hi aruka koi, even if it has the proper length. Tana sheyesh b'shir, it has the right length or size. Sha'afilim nigur or katsas lamatad, if I did scratch away some from the bottom. Yisha'er tsuris ois, it would remain a kosher letter, makom posel, right now it's posel. Sivka nun tes, mitchila so. So there was no parchment around it from the beginning. Avlam nechta chaklaf achakach, but let's say there was parchment there, and the parchment got cut. Why they zeh mukav kevil? Now, because it got cut, there's no parchment around it. Kosher, that's for sure, okay. Because you wrote it fine, and the parchment got cut later on. Sivka nun samach. So if it goes to the end, it's possible. If it merits the sakin, if you want to fix it, yigar katsas, scratch away a little bit, kadesh mukugil, to make the parchment noticeable. He makes a note on the site, and there's no psul shlokasidrin. There's not a problem with shlokasidrin, because the letter's there, it's just your problem is like an extraneous problem of mukugil, so you scratch away the parchment, and you're good. Aval dibuk matlis. But what about, instead of scratching away some parchment, I'm going to glue an extension on the parchment, and I'll extend the parchment under the letter with a piece of parchment, some glue, I'll glue it on, and now you'll have space under the ois. Loma ha'ina kafas kafas. That doesn't help to make it surround that parchment. The be'ina ha'kafas ha'ois miguf has sefer Torah u'mezuzos. You need the ha'kafas ois from the actual piece that it's written on, and not from something that you're using to extend it.